From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Exactly 1 week after the terrorist attack during the Boston Marathon, bells tolled across the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Just before that, the state came to a standstill for about a minute at 2:50 p.m. Eastern, when the first of two bombs exploded during one of the world's premier sporting events and horrified many around the globe. One bell rang out in Medford, Massachusetts for Crystal Campbell, the 29-year-old restaurant manager killed at the marathon, where she was cheering on a friend. The attack also took the lives of an 8-year-old boy and a 23-year-old graduate student from China. A memorial service reportedly will be held tonight at Boston University for Lingzhi Liu. The surviving suspect in the Boston Marathon bombings has been charged by federal authorities with using a weapon of mass destruction, resulting in the deaths of three people. 19-year-old Johar Tsarnaev was arraigned at his bedside in a Boston hospital, where he's being treated for gunshot wounds. NPR's Craig Windham reports the Justice Department says Tsarnaev could face the death penalty if convicted.
Tsarnaev is a naturalized U.S. citizen, so White House Press Secretary Jay Carney says he cannot be tried by a military commission, as several congressional Republicans have suggested.
When it comes to United States citizens, it is against the law to try them in military commissions.
Carney says Tsarnaev will be prosecuted in federal court.
Since 9/11, we have used the federal court system to convict and incarcerate hundreds of terrorists.
Carney says President Obama is being kept up to date on the progress of the probe into the Boston bombings, but Carney would not say what, if anything, Tsarnaev may be communicating to investigators. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
Halliburton says it's close to reaching an out-of-court settlement with private oil spill victims. NPR's Debbie Elliott says the contractor is embroiled in a complex trial over who's responsible for the worst environmental disaster in U.S. history.
Halliburton was the cement contractor for BP on the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig that exploded 3 years ago, killing 11 workers and spewing more than 4 million barrels of oil into the Gulf of Mexico. The two companies have blamed the other for a bad cement job that failed to plug the well. Halliburton says it has participated in court-facilitated settlement discussions to resolve a substantial portion of private claims, talks that Chief Financial Officer Mark McCollum said are at an advanced stage during a conference call with investors. BP has already reached a multi-billion dollar deal with private plaintiffs. Both companies are also defending civil claims from the U.S. Justice Department and Gulf Coast states. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Dow is up 26 points. This is NPR News. Drivers are paying less for gas these days after the price of oil dropped sharply this month. Oil has fallen about 9% in the past 3 weeks to $88 a barrel. That helped keep gasoline prices lower. So people were paying an average of $3.51 for a gallon of regular. Analysts predict pump prices could fall another 20 cents over the next 2 months. Passengers are already feeling the impact of furloughs and effect of the Federal Aviation Administration. There are reports of at least two-hour flight delays due to staff shortages at some airports. Tens of thousands of workers are required to take a certain number of days off without pay under the government's automatic spending cuts. An award-winning children's author has died. E.L. Konigsberg won the Newbery Award, the most prestigious children's book award, not once but twice. NPR's Lynn Neary has this remembrance.
E.L. Konigsberg set out to be a chemist because she said in the small town where she grew up, people didn't go to college to be an artist. She got a degree in chemistry and taught science at a private girls' school. But once her own children were in school, she began to write. Konigsberg says she wanted to write something that reflected her kids growing up because when she was growing up, none of the books she read reflected her. In 1968, her book From the Mixed-Up Files of Mrs. Basil E. Frankweiler won the Newbery Award. Ingrid Bergman played Mrs. Frankweiler in a 1973 film based on the book. In 1997, Konigsberg won a second Newbery for The View from Saturday. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. stocks trading higher with the Dow up 28 points at last glance at 14,576. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.